today will surely bring its shares of doubts and concerns. So for now, let's pause for a moment of encouragement with Dr. Tony Hare of Tony Hare Ministries.
Are you aware that a person's attitude can and will determine their approach to life? No matter how great a person has it, if their attitude is negative, they will not see the greatest opportunity fulfilling their desires. I often run across people who have asked God to bless them with a job. They get the job. In a short period of time, they start complaining about the job. They start complaining about the people, management, the pay, and the hours. Every day we wake up, we should check our attitude. Your attitude is an inner feeling expressed by behavior. What is your attitude about life? Are you getting what you want out of life? Is life giving you what you need? Do you have a positive attitude towards life? Do you have a negative attitude about life? Do you believe life owes you something? Life will respond to you based on your attitude. You will get out what you put in. What are you sowing in the fertile ground of your life? Each morning when I wake up, I do three things to position myself to have the greatest day of my life. First, I thank God for waking me, and I say my morning prayers. Number two, I get properly dressed for the day according to Ephesians chapter 6. Number three, I tell myself, this is the greatest day of my life. This is the day that the Lord has made, and I will rejoice and be glad in it. You see, that works for me. I get my day started by setting my mind on things above. I intentionally focus on what's in my circle of influence, things I can change, not my circle of concern, things I cannot change. That works for me. I want to encourage you to find what will work for you and change your attitude about life. Change your attitude about where you are in life. Live your greatest life each day. That's totally up to you. No one else has the power to control that. But you can surrender your power to someone else, giving them control over your day and your life. That would not be wise. For the most part, I believe many have lived and are living that way. That's why you hear them say, "They get on my nerves. She made me mad. They make me sick." No one has that kind of power over you unless you give it to them. If you want to take a good inventory of your attitude, set your mind on things above and not on things on the earth. According to Colossians chapter 3, verse 2, this can also be translated think or have this inner disposition. Just as a compass points north, your disposition should point itself toward the things of heaven. Take a moment and check your attitude. Take inventory. How you approach today will be determined by your attitude. These are just a few words to encourage and remind you to keep the main thing the main thing.
Join us each weekday morning for Moment of Encouragement. Discover more when you download the free Tony Hare Ministries app on your mobile device. Hear the latest message, start your personal Bible reading plan, customize your private journal, and much more. Download the free Tony Hare Ministries app today.